Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Library Board faces mixed reactions over $700,000 settlement. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Public Library Board faced a packed room Monday as residents weighed in on the county's recent $700,000 settlement with former library director Terry Leslie. The settlement ends one of two lawsuits Leslie filed after her 2023 firing, which she claimed was tied to censorship and political pressure. County officials say the payout was primarily covered by travelers insurance minus a $25,000 deductible and stress the settlement is not an admission of guilt. According to the Gillette News Record, during public comment, former Yes House Director Sherry England accused the board of government overreach, saying the controversy reflected unconstitutional censorship.
You do not have the right to censor books. Parents are capable of helping their own kids choose which books to read. This was government overreach. Let parents exercise their rights.
Others, however, defended the board's actions. Resident Dean Vomhoff said the decision, though costly, was worth it to protect local youth. He said it cost $700,000, but it's a lot better situation now, especially for the kids. Board members themselves made no comments on the settlement, but the debate showed that even with the lawsuit behind them, the issue remains far from settled in the community. Veterans Information Fair set for November 1st at the Campbell County Public Library. The Campbell County Veterans Council and the Campbell County Public Library are teaming up to honor those who served with a Veterans Information Fair this Saturday, November 1st, starting at 9 a.m. at the Campbell County Public Library. The event is free and open to the public, offering veterans and their families a chance to connect with a wide range of local, state, and federal resources. Representatives from the veterans organization, service providers, and support agencies will be on hand to share information about healthcare, benefits, education, employment, and community programs available to those who served. Organizers say the goal is to make sure veterans know what support and opportunities are available to them while also recognizing their service and sacrifice. The Veterans Information Fair is part of a series of local events leading up to Veterans Day, with the community encouraged to stop by, learn more, and think a veteran. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.